After the Shmaya, we'll introduce the Noisei. We're working on this man. So the Shmaya is going to work on the Mitzvah's commentary. During winter's man, so we have discussed to try to be Mavar, the Sugi of Mitzvahs, all Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs are Torah, Mitzvahs. And mentioned then that the Emes and the Yeshivas, most of the Shmuzin, most of the Vadim, because the concentration is a lot about Torah, you hear about Torah almost exclusively. You hear about Torah, a little Midas, a little bit of Tefillah. The Mitzvahs, very rarely mentioned. We spoke about last man that Chas Hashon Avad by no means to be exclude Mitzvahs. Torah needs Mitzvahs. And Mitzvahs are Ma'akiv. And we show him in lay the Torah, I feel the Torah in lay. There are also very harsh things in someone who only has Torah. In Barichos, at the Shvaya, we try to open up the Sugi of Mitzvahs, and Vara the Sugi of Mitzvahs, and we made a good king in the Mitzvahs. The Maisa, it's been a roi that after we do Mitzvahs, we do Torah. First of all, the Chas Hashom, that shouldn't come out, that sometimes when you give Chashivas to something else, it comes in a mela that you might lose chashivas for Torah. If every mitzvah is an oilim b'fnei atzmoi, he spoke about barichas, the musik of mitzvahs. So you're prone to lose sometimes the chashivas of Torah. Maybe even more meduyik, chashivas of Torah the way it's shtal devek. It's supposed to be shtal devek in the oilim b'Torah. In a mela, this is one of the things they're coming to do is explain a little bit the chashivas of the Torah. And the emes is, and this is true many sugis, that derech hayosher is to spend time working on the chashivas of both. That's the emes. Is that if at one time you try to work out chashivas of Torah and mitzvahs, it's going to be very hard. You have to separately focus on in an exclusive way almost chashivas of mitzvahs. And then you have to separately focus on the chashivas of Torah. Misat Hashmaya, mizeh mizeh, mizeh mizeh al panachadecha, mizeh mizeh, you come to the shleimus, the proper chashivas of both. So that's Nekuda Aleph. Nekuda, we're talking about Torah after the sugya of mitzvahs. But the emes is that even without that hagosha, that to compensate, from the possible zilzal in the proper zilzal of the chashivas of Torah. But Torah and mitzvah atzmai, there's two reasons why it has to be included in the sugi of mitzvahs separately. First of all, Torah sticks out. In the sugi of mitzvahs, Torah is in a class of mitzvah atzmai. Tonight, there's a Shem, that's what we're going to try to be marich, and show that the Torah, b'Torah is a mitzvah, is in its own class. It belongs. We've spoken about separate, we call an honorable separate mention because it is totally different than all the mitzvahs. Thirdly, we need to mention it because the mitzvahs are totally on the Torah. The mitzvahs are totally on Torah when you have Torah down b'shlei musay. Only then could the Torah, the mitzvahs be in the proper way. I just mentioned one more welcome tonight, the Ramat Maral. Maybe this will be some most clarification. There's a little confusion about this. Maral says in his Drush on the Mitzvahs that many times we find the word Torah is mentioned in Torah, in Chazal. And it refers to Mitzvahs also. Torah many times. There's a confusion in this. Sometimes Torah means Limud Torah, and sometimes Torah means Torah Mitzvahs. Many times the word Torah is coming to include Mitzvahs. And the Maral tells us in the beginning of the Drush on Mitzvahs, why don't we call them Mitzvahs? And the Maral says, because it's coming to tell you that the mitzvahs aren't just commandments, they're commandments that are connected to Torah. The Maral says, this is the idea why mitzvahs are referred to as Torah. Because mitzvahs, only when they're an expression of Torah, That's the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the full Hezber, we'll see in Hemshech. What does that mean? What does it mean with the expression of Torah? But we have a Maramokum from the Maral that mitzvahs need Torah. Mitzvahs are not just, he's saying, they're not just commandments of a king or commandments of a boss or another. And they're mitzvahs that the Eibishter wants to be coming, to stemming and flowing from Torah. So the Maral, that's why they're called Torah. So I got Agdoras Advarim. Very often we want to, when Torah very often is koil, the shame koil for Torah and mitzvahs, which will be mazbe v'siyat v'shmai v'hemshech and v'hemshech and yonim. But we want to differentiate between Torah and mitzvahs. Very often the two terms are Talmud Torah and Esek HaTorah. Very often we want to differentiate between the mitzvah of Limud Torah, it's called Esek HaTorah, and it's called Talmud Torah. Sometimes not, sometimes the shame Torah also only means Limud Torah. Very often it's Esek HaTorah and Limud Talmud Torah. We're going to be focusing on the mitzvah of Esek HaTorah and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The place in its proper chashivas. A is because it's a davar b'fnei atzma, and gimel because the mitzvahs need the Torah, which we'll have to talk about. What is the exact relationship of mitzvahs, shar mitzvahs, and Torah? So after Shmaya, so we want to start tonight. We want to introduce, open up the sugya, get our own thinking. Hopefully, I'll start thinking also. So after the Shmaya, and we see. If a Torah is a mitzvah, Talmud Torah is something else, something poshut, something else. You know, like sometimes you want to talk about chashav magid shir, and you say, you know, like he's chashav. He's not talking about rabashi. Like, the guy says, no, he's saying it's something else. The rabashi is something else. It's not more chashav, not less. You're talking about something else. You can't mention him in the same sentence as other people. I'm not getting into the Gufa, I'm talking emotion. The Talmud Torah, Mitchila Ratzaifa, we see that the Torah is a mitzvah. It has totally different Gedorim Hilchas mitzvahs, from Shaar Tarim mitzvahs. And tonight we'll open up, we'll take 10 or 11 examples, there are many more. Examples of Hilchas mitzvahs. Each one, I'm going to bring the Ksora now. Maybe see the time, we'll see if I'm going to explain each one maybe separately, but we'll see how much of it, but let's open up. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, but for the Torah is a mitzvah. It's shayna. No, mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs. Are you mechuyim in the rice to make a bracha? Four mitzvahs, but all mitzvahs. Birchus mitzvahs of the Rabbanon. Birchus mitzvahs of the Rabbanon. Mitzvah, Talmud Torah, Birchus of Torah, the rice, one bracha. Klar, it's the rice. Shani goes to Mokar. But it's min ha-Torah, you mechuyim to make a bracha. So there might be three pratim in the brachas of Birchus of Torah. But the first thing, it's different. It has a bracha, a chiyah bracha, to make it a deraisa. Shaar mitzvahs. Second chiluk. We know, el vada the tzura shleim of a mitzvah ve'etzem, and it's full tzura is mechayiv, you're supposed to do it l'shem, shemayim, l'shem shemayim, to do a mitzvah, you put a tefillin. L'shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She said, Ritzoyno. The Rosh Chaim is miyaseh, based on a rosh. The dorm, the son of power. The kavanah l'shmo you're supposed to have by Talmud Torah is different than the kavanah l'shmo by all mitzvahs. By all mitzvahs, asay dvarim l'shem polon. It's b'day, rosh, dorm tzamachalot, rosh, rabbi lozer, say dvarim l'shem polon. You have in mind that I'm doing this l'shem. Rotzon Hashem, Hashem was mitzvah me. Torah, shem rosh, highlights it. That's what's in the Shem. What is the Shem Torah? The Ran says, some chutar l'chazokas. I want to understand the Ran. I just want to understand this Ran. The Shem to understand this Ran 100%. That's what I'm doing there. There's nothing more that I want to do just to get to understand this Ran. The Shem, just to study the Ran. This is a gather in mitzvahs. It's not minyonim. It's a gather in hilchas mitzvahs. Nochem we see in Shnishtan and mitzvahs. Chinuch is a mitzvah to be mechanech. You have a son that won't inherit many sons. If you have a son, you have to mechanic him, you have to put him on tefillin. At some point, sometimes people put on tefillin, it's more complicated. Chafnoki, tzitzis, you put him on, you teach him Rabbi Kriyishma. The rice of the Rabbana, the Rabbana, mitzvah chenech is the Rabbana. And all mitzvahs, mitzvah chenech is the Rabbana. In mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, you have a son, limadim, son. Shochach HaRav spells this out. If mitzvahs Talmud Torah is the chiyuv to mechanech your child, and by the it's the raisa, it's the raisa. That means the chiyuv, the raisa, to mechanech your child. To mechanech your child, mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Fourth chiluk. One of the biggest sayings I spoke about last night, this definitely needs beer, definitely should think about this. One of the biggest sayings of mitzvahs is mitzvahs lav lohonis nigu. So Rashi, that it's litan, it's you're supposed to be an eved, you're supposed to be an ol al tzavareim. All mitzvahs are given not for your purpose, not for you to get a geshmak, even if you do get a geshmak. The mitzvah is cause because it's even mokum. Neibishter said, Rachmona omar tiku. What about mitzvahs tamatara? The Dorm that the Taz, Lalocha. But mitzvahs tamatara is Lahonis Nidu. It's Lalocha. Based on the din of mitzvahs lav lahonis nidnu, halacha is if your friend asserted on you his all his nechasim, you're allowed to use his tefillin. You're allowed to use it. It's not cool that you're taking hanoah. It's not your shemesh. It's not a ma'aseh shemesh. You're doing mitzvahs amokim. You're not doing shemesh. But Talmud Torah is a petaz. You can't take his sefer to learn with it, because if you're learning with it, you're doing mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and that's lahonis nidnu. Right away, it's sort of pirush. Isn't that a steer to the whole music of a mitzvah? What's it? We find that the sheer money you have to spend. How much money do you have to spend for a mitzvah? That's not what we spoke about. Ovad, it's a very good idea to spend money on mitzvahs. It's the greatest idea to spend money on mitzvahs. Now, the Aga, just a reminder to you. This place, man, someone last, I'm going to get into a problem. Someone is test, right? Balagan getting back for this man. All the craziness is going to Rome with this and this. And came that the difference of 2 hours of flight they can get in Erev Shabbos. 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock? 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Someone over, and the person said, it's far more said right away. It costs $2,000 different to change the month. I'm talking about Shabbos. $2,000 to the spot. $2,000 to the spot. Okay, you had 10 seconds to make it. Shalim said, you're on a flight that's getting you 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Someone else heard the mice and he said, I want to buy this chosu. I want this chosu. You pay $2,000 to cover the Shabbos. That's chosu. This is what we spoke about last month. That's the way you know who knows a mitzvah. It's partial. That's a chosu. Only a component. In mitzvahs, there's a gdeder that you only pay up to. A chaymish of nechosu. Al yavazviz, gemara in ksubiz, dablun alav. Al yavazviz, yoysu mechaymish. Al yavazviz yoysu michoimish. Zokh te chofetz chayim lukuti alochis in Yuma. I'm not going to get now into all the problems. I'm going to say the bottom line. Zokh te chofetz chayim lukuti alochis. By Talmud Torah, there's no shir. Everything you have, you have Talmud. No shir. No limitation. No shir. In Talmud Torah, you're not allowed, this you find some mitzvahs, but come on, no mitzvahs. You're not allowed to learn Talmud Torah in a mokum she'enu inoki, with a goof she'enu inoki. Shar mitzvahs we bought last month, a bir loch, there's a suffix. Maybe the goof she'enu inoki you might not be able to do. A mokum she'enu inoki you could do. Tefillin, shofar. Talmud Torah you can't do. Mokum she'enu inoki. Noch a chilek. Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. We're going during the Lom Shein Lom Shir. It doesn't have a Shir Lamal or Lamata. There's no Shir. A tiny word, the Gain says, which really holds me. Barb Hem Shechen Yonim. It says even a word. Yoitz. Mashu. Yoitz. Mitzvah Cheney. It doesn't have any limitation. There's no end, there's no sheer lamala. How much you finished, English year. English year. There are some other mitzvahs. Like the Chumash, regular mitzvahs. Every year in the accounts of how much I'm doing. Talmud Torah has a separate iser not to be mevatel the mitzvah. Noch a chilek. Every mitzvah, chas v'sholom, mevatel the mitzvah, terrible. We're learning that b'dikas chometz now, chas v'sholom, he didn't mevatel the b'dikas chometz, terrible. Rather, b'dikas chometz might also be able to buy rabbi mitzvah. But I'm talking about, let's say, Tosis holds a mitzvah d'arbona. A yid is mevatel the mitzvah, chelek, tefillin, chelek. But there's no separate law in the Torah that says not to mevatel tefillin and not to mevatel tzitzis. In Talmud Torah, there's a separate iser in the Torah, at least an iser essay, possible. This iser is Gemara Yuma, Yutasim Abayis. Yidbaratim bom b'loy b'dvar macherim. There's a special iser that says don't be mevatel a mitzvah. The last chiluk we'll mention tonight is in the Schar HaMitzvahs. The Schar HaMitzvahs. You do a Talmud Torah connected to it. Talmud Torah has a different kind of schar. So what am I trying to show? I said, ten, and there's more. There's more. What are we trying to show? I'm even young, we're trying to show that it's not a chilek here and it's not a chilek there. It's something different. Talmud Torah kemat in every single prat of Gidrei Mitzvahs. It has different gedarim than the rest of Mitzvahs. It's a different league of a mitzvah. It's a different class of a mitzvah. It's not a little bit more. It's not a little bit chashuv. It's not a little bit. It's something totally different. It doesn't have shaychus. Yes, it's possible to say it. It has no shaychus for the rest of other mitzvahs. Of course, it does have shaychus. What is it? Kol b'sheinu v'mitzvah. But be'etzem, you could say possibly the sense that it doesn't have shaychus of the mitzvahs. We're now touching on the confusion of the mis-messages that people get from the yeshivas and the Talmud Torah, which is it. You could say in the same sense that there's no shaychus the Talmud Torah to all the mitzvahs. At the same time, we said, Avada has to have a shaychus the mitzvahs, so he needs all the mitzvahs. But yes, we're seeing tonight the Talmud Torah is something totally different. Rambam Meluchas Talmud Torah, the last halacha, the schar, or the chashivas of Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Rambam Tamatur. Fikach Talmud Koydin LeMaisa L'Chol Mokot. The Rambam is going to say a little bit of Taich, going to start opening us up a little bit. The first part of the Rambam paskins this thing, it's been with Mishnah. Ein L'Chol Mitzvahs V'Chol HaMitzvahs Kulin Sheish Kula Keneged Talmud Torah El Talmud Torah Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs Kulin. So anyone who reads the Rambam sees a little bit of a kfeilus in the Lashon Rambam, the whole Lashon. Starts us and he says, Ein L'Chol Mitzvahs V'Chol HaMitzvahs Kulin Sheish Kula Keneged Talmud Torah El Talmud Torah Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs Kulin. What's the kfeilus in the Lashon Rambam? So there's two Purushim in the Talmud Sarah Chilik, it's very similar. In the Rambam, Shabsi Frenko Rambam, the Mitzayim, the Mekeves HaMishnah, the Tzvei, the Mekeves HaMishnah, not the Bush one. Yeah, we are pondering. He brings Mechaim Vital, so John the Rambam. He brings Mechaim Vital. He says the second part of the Rambam is coming to be Magish. We find other mitzvahs that are shakal connected to mitzvahs. First of all, the Rambam just says the mitzvah, Talmud Torah is chashuv more than other mitzvahs. What about there are other mitzvahs that are tzitzis, Chazal say, Shabbos, Chazal say, Shaka Kol HaTorah Kula. So what about those mitzvahs? Talmud Torah is also those mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is not only choshev more, it's not only has more weight, more value than each and one and every other mitzvahs, but even the mitzvahs of the Shoka Keneged, Kol HaMitzvahs, Zakum Chaim Vital, does come to Ram Zogin, that Talmud Torah is all. What does that mean? Chaim Lozhen states, it's a lot of Shah and Rambam, he doesn't quote the Rambam. That's a Mzach Shah. You heard that's Kabib Shah and Rambam. In the first part of the Rambam, you could have learned Talmud Torah is more than each mitzvah. What about all the mitzvahs together? All the mitzvahs together. Tiny mitzvahs. We don't have a musig what time it is. I don't have a musig. I don't have a tefisa what time this event is. Musig cannot properly gauge and measure and value what Chagig Mitzvah is. And Rambam states that one mitzvah Talmud Torah is bigger than all mitzvahs put together. That's double Lashon Rambam. It's bigger than each of the mitzvahs, but then kol ha-mitzvahs ulam yachad. It doesn't say the word yachad, but that's the chair what he means. He says, can I call it? The Hadrosha state mefurash in the Nefesh HaChaim. Shechaim Shadal Periklami. Ve'oid zois yiseira ha-tera kadoisha b'yisrein or v'tesef es kedusha gam al kol ha-mitzvahs kulam b'yachad. We spoke to that a little bit. Shegam im kiyam odam kol ha-tera mitzvahs kulam b'shleimus ha-mitzvahs kuroi. B'chol protein v'dituken b'kavona v'torah ha-kadosh. We spoke about last man, the musig of kind of mitzvahs, b'chol t'me'er, protea, v'dituken. Asher oz nasa odom kuloi b'chol evorov uprokov v'chol chakosav mekov agmur. Again, I don't know what that means. Shchaim, seems like he had some sort of fees in it. You become a mekov l'shchina. If you do it, the tarag mitzvahs, you become a mekov l'shchina. Shetish alem ha-kadosh el-yoyne shal mitzvahs kulam. In kol zeh, Ein a roich vidim in klal kedushas for a mitzvahs l'goyvel oitzem kedushas or hatoyi kedusha asher tefiya nara el odom oisik loyi bakal. Well, chara means even one word of Torah. Goyim says, one word of Torah, you're a guy, it's not Torah. It's something that, I hope everyone understands, there's no way we could explain. There's no way to explain what that means. Or la abba asa boy kenes hachomets, is more value than being a Merkava of Hashem. Kaim Kol, a mitzvah story, I can do all the mitzvahs together. It's just, you want to talk about, I serve Krishna, all the mitzvahs together, tiring mitzvahs. I learned Torah, it's something. So, what am I trying to show the same thing? We're not talking about quantitative difference, we're talking about qualitative difference. So, don't, we're not talking, it can't be a quantitative difference. It's a qualitative difference. It's something, it's a mashu acher. It's something totally different. And that's what Chaim Vital means also. Tzitzis is shokul keneged kol mitzvahs. Something, it's something like, something exactly, but something like, it has, it's in the same league, but it has a cheshivas parallel to all the mitzvahs together. But Talmud Torah is, because we're talking about something totally different. Why? So Rambam opens the thing. Tonight, I always do this, I'm not starting this again. I'm just like, what's the word? Think about it. It's for a week of Saturday, at least. Think a little bit about it. Already, a large part of your day, you're learning. Just think about it a little bit. What makes it double dimension? What makes it in a different class? What makes it unique? But let's just start. The Rambam Zichr, the Tchilas Dvarim. Rambam says, Shatam and Megu Dimas. I know. Rambam starts us, opens up. That Talmud Torah is what we call Midas Mafteach. It's a gorim, it's a shorish, it's a root, it's a source. Every mitzvah gereres mitzvah. But Talmud Torah, again, in a singular way, in an exclusive way, is something that's a source. A tiny bit of Rambam. What does that mean? But maybe look. So, one of your eyes. There are two big nafkaminas that come out of what we're talking about. First of all, Talmud Torah will always get honorable mention, will always be mentioned separately. Because of the nature of Talmud Torah as a mitzvah, it has to be mentioned separately from mitzvahs. Alright, it's in a class of announcement. Let's just bring Misvara, as I would just show Misvara, but in the chorus. We're in the Tkufa, we're appearing from Matan Torah. It's at the Shemaya. More than halfway through Sphere. A few more weeks. We do a couple of Satar, Nasa Venishma. Bring the Beis HaLevi in Parashas Mishpatim. The Beis HaLevi from Zoya. Nasa Keneged Ovdin Tovin. Mitzvahs. Nishma keneged piskomei d'orais. In the Torah. Like you see it so clear. Torah, this is where we got the Torah. There was a separate Kabbalah on mitzvahs. There was a Kabbalah, Kachzal, Tanz, all of us, Chai, so we all were there. And it's coming upon us to make a Kabbalah every year again. We make a Kabbalah on all the mitzvahs. And then separately. Separately. There is a class. In fact, we say, in the tefillah, Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, Aton, Iglis, Alam, Kocheva. Eventually, we say, Lelamid, Laamcha, Toru, Mitzvahs. Again, several Lam, Laam, Toru, Mitzvahs. Which both came, Toru, Mitzvahs, over there. Toru means, Esaka, Toru, means Lilith, Toru, Mitzvahs. Keseder and tefillah, so many times we find with Mavakesh, separately. Every day. Keseder. This is the makor for that. So this whole vad zman kayif. That's what we're doing. We had a vadim last winter. It was all mitzvahs. Then I'm talking about Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs, Nasa v'nishma. You have to separately. But this is how we're going to start to begin to understand where the other yeshivas are coming from. What is this exclusive, almost meshugah ledavar echad, a one-track mind where they're only talking about Torah. Again, Barabim, I'm not about to talking about what is the right thing to do exactly, how to exactly fear ois the cheshbin, should you add on or not, we can talk about the yochid, even yochid. I'm coming to explain the ikr, the milsa. I'm not saying that there are not a lot of imperfections that come out of it, b'chulei. The mahalach and the surah of the oilam yuftar is kodesh kodosh, adding the boyad me al galoy. The mahalach, the idea of talking about Torah in exclusive fashion, comes from there. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made mitzvahs on the Torah or something, it's mashu acher. It's a mashu acher aleph. In what it is, Beis is the star of the Rambam, in its yachas to the rest of the mitzvahs. Everything comes from it, it's the source of everything. It would be the first thing, I don't know if you could talk about it exclusively, but since second thing is true, everything comes from Talmud Torah. He didn't explain it. I have to explain it more. But the state, the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like that's the Chashiv is down the Chochem. It's maybe the day everything. So Memela, if you don't have ingrained in your blood an exclusive Chashiv is a Tamater, if you don't chap how important it is, how rooted it is, how much of it a root, how much of a source it is, how much everything is telling on that, you're going to be missing in your Yiddish guy. I'm talking about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are Yiddish guy. This is a sugya mitzvahs. Don't worry, but there is mitzvahs. My whole point tonight is I'm explaining the Mishnah, but we're talking about mitzvahs. We're talking about mitzvahs. I'm going to be applies on mitzvahs. I'm from you, so you want to listen. Torah is in a different league, and the Rambam is Mavur. Part of why it's a different league is because it's a Siba. It's going to bring to everything. The Rebbe says, this is the Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Zayin in the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Chilas dinay shel adam eine el al divrei Torah. Chilas dinay shel adam eine el al divrei Torah. Why? Because that's where everything starts. Because at the end of the day, a person has chatoyim. Person missing in other parts of areas of Eved Hashem, something was missing in his Talmud Torah. Every Yid has his Chilik Talmud Torah, we'll talk about that. Every Yid has different darjeh. Doesn't mean that there are some people that are working and they're learning less. But whatever their job in Torah was, there was something missing in that, because we know that any chisaron in the branches start from somewhere in the roots. We know that any chisaron everywhere was something was missing in his Chilik of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah somewhere there is Kenevi Kulam, it springs to everything, it's the source. And the second thing is the Israel, the Mishnah, that's in his will. The Mamash, the first Mishnah. And Bagbag, that it was a song. Think about it. The very Kodesh HaChazar. Bagbag, Bagbag, and Oimer. So many pratim in every single word. Afoch bo v'afoch bo dekulo bo. Afoch bo v'afoch bo dekulo bo. You have to understand what he says twice. Afoch bo v'afoch bo dekulo bo. What's he telling you in the other base? Afoch bo dekulo bo. That's the word dekulo bo. Can you say anything more dekulo bo? Everything. It's everything. That's everything. It is everything. It's everything. It's everything. And he continues. One of the Purushim is, it should be the lens through you see everything, the way you should see everything in the world through Torah. The Siv Leva, you should come old and lay worn out over it, which means your whole life it should be what you're handling, your whole life. That is more you are. Torah should always be in the forefront, in the center. Again, Nochamo. Don't move. Don't go anywhere else. That's the one check. It's a Mishnah. Don't move from it. This tefillin, this. Yeah, but it has to be always together with her. There is nothing more profitable, more fruitful, more formative, more creative. Creative Pirush is the ability to create your connection to the Bar Olam, to the rest of the mitzvahs, to all Midas Davis in Torah. This is what we started tonight. We showed the Torah's mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah's mafteach. Understand now why. That's Shavuot. Understand? Hashem. Also, hopefully, the Siat Shmaya will try to learn up the different Gedorim of these mitzvahs, how they work in our Avodah. Also, study specifically the Yachas, Taka of Torah, Tashar Mitzvahs, why mitzvahs need Torah, why Torah need mitzvahs. Seat Tishmai, Afokhba, Afokhba, Kikulim.